Megillah Perkov, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ein bein Shilo Yerushalayim. There's no difference in the Mishkan of Shilo to the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. Ela shebeshilo ochlim kachim kalim ma'aser sheinim b'chol aroa. When it came to the Mishkan Shilo, one was able to eat kachim kalim. Like, for example, a carbon toda, an ayal nazar, b'chor, ma'aser, carbon pesach. All these things are not specifically normally eaten or needed to be eaten in the Azara. They can be eaten outside of the Beis Hamikdash. And also, ma'aser sheinim b'chol haroa. As long as you can see Shilo, and the Shiloh is it okay just to see the city of Shilo, or do you have to actually be able to see the Mishkan Shilo from afar? So that is a discussion amongst the Mefarshim. But nevertheless, that's all you needed to do. You didn't have to actually be close to the Mishkan in order to eat Ma'aser Sheni. Uvishlaim lefnim minachoma. But in the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't enough just to be able to see Yerushalayim or see the Beis HaMikdash. You have to actually been in Yerushalayim, because Kachim Kalim needs to be eaten in Yerushalayim. But both Shilo and Yerushalayim, with the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodshei Kedoshim, which are the Karbanos, but have a more Chomer Kedusha, like Chatas and an Oshem and the Shalmei Tzibur and so on and so forth, those needed to be eaten inside of the curtains. Meaning, they needed to be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash, or in the Mikdash, because the Mishkan Shilo had curtains, so it had to be eaten there, and obviously in the Beis HaMikdash, instead of curtains, it would be walls. So it had to be eaten within the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara. Kedushas Shilo yesh achreya heter, Kedushas Yerushalayim ein achreya heter. And this is based off of a pasuk in the Chumash that after Shilo is destroyed, there's still a heter to go back to be able to be makrav bamas. But the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there's no longer a heter to be makrav on bamas.